there is a church in the Gainesville area that has as part of what the members of this church believe. I think this is an unfortunate statement, I believe, of religious intolerance, but this is America, and people have a right to believe what they choose to believe and to say what it is that they believe. And the church erected a sign in their yard that said Islam is of the devil, and some of the children of the members of this church came to school wearing T-shirts that say on the front, Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one goes to the Father except through me. And on the back, it said, Islam is of the devil. No disruption occurred in the 1 or 2 days that students showed up at the beginning of the school year wearing these shirts. There was no outbreak of any violence, no disruption of anything in any classroom whatsoever. But nevertheless, the officials of the school district sent these children home and suspended them from school. We're talking about between 5 and 8 children. Some have dropped out of school by now, so it's down to 5. It started with 8. And while there's no doubt that this is a message that is very unpopular in the area, it is, as I said before, a message that has on it a shirt that has on it a message that is, I think, a distressing display of religious intolerance. Nevertheless, there is a right of free speech in this country and in the schools of this country, in the public schools of this country, and that right of free speech can be limited only where it leads to what the courts have called a material disruption of the educational process. And there, in the absence of any evidence that this has caused a disruption of the educational process or is likely to cause a disruption of the educational process, students have a right to express themselves, whether it's about the politics of this country, the administration of this country, the administration of their school, the war in Iraq, the war in Afghanistan, or their views on serious issues involving world religions. Even if they are unpopular and despised views in the community. So given the fact that the school district insists upon enforcing a standard that if students come to school with what the school calls inappropriate and offensive messages, they will be suspended, the ACLU has almost a 90-year mission of defending free speech in this country, free speech for everybody, including free speech for people with whom we do not agree. Today we filed a lawsuit in the federal court in Gainesville indicating that and charging that the school officials in Alachua County have violated the rights of the now 5 students who with their families are members of this church in the Gainesville area.